With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
US and Ukrainian officials have said that they have created an updated and refined peace framework to end the war with Russia. This is following a meeting in Switzerland yesterday. Misha Glenny, rector of the Institute of Human Sciences in Vienna and former BBC Central Europe correspondent, joins us. Good morning to you, Misha. I'm sure you've seen this US plan and indeed the alternative European one. Your reaction?
Well, first of all, the past week has demonstrated that diplomatically, neither the United States nor the European Union are really quite aware of what they're doing. I mean, it's been such a mess the past week with denials, counterclaims. So these talks overnight in Geneva between representatives of the Ukrainian government and the US are very important, in as much that not only has the US come out and said that it understands the changes that Ukraine required, but the European Union and the United Kingdom were represented there by national security advisors, in particular Jonathan Powell, who has a track record of being able to persuade the Americans to come down. So it looks as though there will be negotiations. Trump will not follow through on his ultimatum of the Ukrainians have to accept a deal or just deal with the Russian war machine by Thanksgiving, i.e. this coming Thursday. So it's a mess, frankly.
Ukraine are more or less caught between a rock and a hard place. Is that fair to say that they're trying to fight for their own interests, but they also are doing so while trying to keep the US on side?
Well, they have to keep the US on board. Apart from anything else, a lot of the Ukrainian weapons systems depend upon US support, particularly navigational support, but also operational support for some of the more sophisticated weaponry. And so they have to remain on good terms with the United States. The focus now is really on the European Union, and can the European Union finally get its act together? They have to take action. They have to use their power as a huge consumer market as leverage on the American administration. Otherwise, Europe will be in big trouble.
Misha, what did you make of the alternate European plan that went through the US plan, just for people listening, sort of, you know, piece by piece and then added, subtracted, deleted or agreed to it?
Well, I mean, it's getting there. It's part of a negotiating process. But look, you know, when talking to officials privately, the sense you get is that Donbass is lost and Crimea is lost, but the Ukrainians are very reluctant and the Europeans support them to hand over 14% of the Donbass territory or of Donetsk Oblast, which the Russians haven't yet conquered. And so that is going to be a sticking point. Also, accuracy on what exactly do security guarantees and the US's role on this? What does that actually mean? And at the moment, we have no idea. The other thing is the first clause in the US peace deal, the original one, says it is expected that Russia will not invade other territories. Well, in diplomatic terms, that's a green flag for Russia to walk into any country it feels like walking into.
Yeah.
That's got to change.
there also is, I suppose, the huge background issue here of this is basically saying to Russia that what you did has benefited you, that you've invaded Ukraine and we're now going to let you sort of away with it. Isn't that part of this too? Isn't that part of the broader fear for Europe?
It is, but bearing in mind that Russia has lost through death or injury almost 1 million young men in this war, it has barely gained any territory compared to what it controlled before February 2022, and its economy is suffering fearfully as a consequence of sanctions, but also as a consequence of the war economy beginning to run out of steam. And it has subordinated itself to China in the larger geopolitical game. So although this may be enough, a peace deal like this, for Putin to remain in power, the outcome for Russia in the mid to long term is pretty terrible. So that's why Putin cannot afford, from his perspective, to make anything that looks like concessions, whereby all of the men and treasure that has been expended on this over the past 3.5 years was not worth it, because that will put his position in real jeopardy, and he's frightened of that.
A last question for you, Misha, on that note. Is Russia, therefore, in your view, a busted flush in terms of expansionism, in terms of, I suppose, marching onto other territories, or that idea? Is that not very likely now because of all of that?
Personally, I don't think that Russia has the wherewithal or the political ability to launch an attack on the Baltic states, which is what certainly the Baltic states worry, because they are NATO countries. And then Article 5, the collective self-defense, kicks in. And we've already seen that Russia has made very, very heavy weather against a war of a far less prepared enemy, i.e. Ukraine. And I simply don't see it as part of Russia's calculations right now, because it's already exhausted enough as it is.
Misha Glenny, Rector of the Institute of Human Sciences in Vienna and former BBC Central Europe correspondent, thank you for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.